Let us examine the concept of wealth. Wealth means a facility that has the power to purchase something of value. Yes? It's like money is considered wealth. Prahlad Maharaj said, money is the honey for a materialistic person. Money is sweeter than honey because it can purchase what you want to buy. The more money you have, the more valuable items you can purchase. That's why people are so much addicted to trying to accumulate more and more money. Money in and of itself is actually worthless. Money now comes in the form of paper. Yes? What is paper? You can't eat paper if you're hungry. You can't dress with paper and keep warm if you're cold. If you're sick, you can't take paper as medicine. You can't live in a house made out of paper. So really, what is the value of paper? It has no value. Its value is in what it can purchase. If you have enough of this paper, you can purchase beautiful, beautiful palaces. You can purchase wonderful automobiles, very exquisite garments, fine foods. You can also purchase people. People will do anything for you and everything for you because you give them enough paper. Or even gold. In the olden days, money was the gold reserve standard.
Yes.
If you had some money, it represented a certain amount of gold held by the government. But what is gold? What can you do with gold? You can't eat it. You can't dress with it. So, in this sense, money, which is considered such a valuable wealth, is very much wanted by people of this world because of its power to purchase something valuable. Therefore, we have to analyze what is actually valuable. Avrama bhuvana loka punaravartano arjuna mamupetu tukonteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet, Brahma loka, to the lowest, they're all places of misery. Why? Because everything's temporary. Dukalayam ashashvatam. This whole material world is a suffering place because everything is temporary. Yehi samsparashacha bhoga dukha chonaya evate atyanta vanta konte anate shuramate pur. The objects of the senses that we're trying to work so hard to buy, they're sources of misery because they're temporary. They have a beginning and an end. So the wealth of this world, the best it can purchase is something that's temporary. Something that will be dragged away from us by time, either in our life or at the time of death. Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. How many people worship her for money? There is a day called Lakshmi Puja here in India. And how do they celebrate? Usually it's in their offices, correct? Yes. It's the more popular festival in the office than it is at home. Because the office is the place where you make money for your home. So they do this Lakshmi Puja because they are praying to Lakshmi for money. Through money. Everything is available for me. Money is power. What is that saying? When money talks, everybody walks. So, Lakshmi Devi, she may give so much money. She may give so much fortune and wealth to people who worship her for those things in this world. But she personally, herself, doesn't care anything for any of it. She's totally detached. In fact, she considers it all abominable. We're praying that she gives us that, and she gives it, but you never see her using it. What is Lakshmi's wealth? Her wealth is she's always seated at the feet of Lord Narayan, rendering devotional service. That to her is her only wealth. It is her treasure in life. and all this junk that everybody's asking her for. You want it, you take it.
Goddess Saraswati,
she's a form of Lakshmi. We discussed this yesterday. She told the Keshava Kashmiri that I gave you this mantra and I gave you the benediction to be the greatest scholar in the three worlds. But that's not really the wealth. That's not really the opulence I wanted to give you. Real opulence is devotion to Krishna. Money cannot buy happiness. Wealth cannot bring happiness. Only love can bring happiness, because love is the eternal need of the soul. The soul is transcendent to all material phenomena. Soul within the heart, like that little bird in a decorated cage. That's human society today. We're decorating the cage so nicely, but the bird couldn't care less about the cage. He wants food. He's starving to death. Food for the soul is bhakti. It's what nourishes us. It's what gives pleasure and fulfillment to us. So Lakshmi Devi, her eternal treasure is service unto the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. And it's that wealth, that treasure, that she wants to give to the world. How we can purchase Krishna through bhakti is the testimony that bhakti is the most precious treasure there is. As we explained, real wealth is that which has the power to purchase something valuable. Bhaktyatvananiyashakya aham evam vidurjuna yatam drastam cha tatvena praveshtam cha parantapa. Bhakti alone and nothing else can purchase Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmipati. He is purchased by that devotee who possesses the treasure of love within his or her heart. Therefore, love of God is the greatest of all treasures. It is the Purushartha Shiromani. It is the crest jewel of all goals of life. It is the Mahanidhi. It is the greatest of all wealth, the greatest of all treasures. However, it can only be obtained by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna gives us the wealth to purchase Him. If He doesn't give it, we cannot ever have it. Just like you take water from the Ganga and you offer it to the Ganga. And Ganga Devi is very happy. She'd rather have a handful of her own waters than people throwing diamonds and rubies in, if it's done with love. So similarly, we can only get devotion by the mercy of Krishna. And by offering that devotion, we get Krishna. We were discussing yesterday, Krishna becomes the captive prisoner in the heart of his devotee. That is the power of love. Love defeats Krishna. Vasudev Dat, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on many occasions he would say, I am simply Vasudev Dat's property. I belong to him. If he wants to sell me, I am sold. Whoever he wants to distribute me and give me to, I am his. I am simply Vasudev Dat's property. Because he had the treasure of devotion. But that treasure of devotion is not like the treasures of this world. The treasures of this world, after some time, they're exhausted. The more you spend, the less you have. But the treasure of bhakti, the more you spend, the more you have. The more you give the treasure of devotion that you have in your heart to others, the more Krishna gives you. It is of a transcendental nature.